Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Avodah Zarah Chavches, Avodah Zarah 28a, pagination is 55, starting towards the bottom of the page, about 15 lines up, dealing with the case of Rabbi Yochanan, who went for healing purposes to a person that normally would be questionable, that we'd be afraid that they would administer a therapy that's actually going to kill the patient. And there was this concern, as we mentioned, in Maseches Avodah Zarah, dealing with idol worshippers who were lawless people, and you have to know how to deal with such situations. Rabbi Yochanan taught, Kol makos shemechallelin aleihu asa shabbos emes rapin mehen. Anything that's serious enough that you would be mechallel Shabbos for it, you would desecrate Shabbos, it's a life endangerment situation, you're not allowed to get the therapy from such unreliable, untrustworthy people. So, if that's the case, how did Rabbi Yochanan indeed go for this therapy from this person? Answers the Gemara, Adam Choshev Shaini. As much as we're afraid of these lawless people, but if a person is a chashuv, an important person, a well-known person, a connected person, that's different. They're not going to do away with him, says Rashi on the last of the small lines, mistifi mi malchusa lemiktale. They're afraid from the government to kill such a person. In other words, individual people who don't have clout, so it's not so clear that the government would step in for Mr. Joe Smith and prosecute. And therefore, and that's the key, and therefore, the person who encounters him and desires to kill him will not be restrained, because in his impression, the government's not going to care. But if it's an Adam Chashuv, it's an important person, a well-connected person, a person of renown, so the people dealing with that person are afraid to hurt him because they have the impression that there will be an investigation if such a thing happened, and therefore the Adam Chashuv is allowed to take greater liberties in his safety because they're not going to play games with him. They're not going to cause problems. Asks the Gemara, Rabbi Avahu, the Adam Chashavu, he's also a great person. V'rama leYaakov mina'a, and Yaakov the Min, this unreliable person, the heretic, Sama, he put a salve as shake on his leg. V'ilo Rabbi Ami v'Rabbi Asi d'lechuchuhu l'shake, and if not for the fact that Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi stepped in and sucked out the poison and saved him, he would have had big problems. So your logic that an Adam Chashuv is going to be protected is not really much of a reliable theory. Rabbi Avo, who is an Adam Chashuv, was endangered by this Yaakov Mina'a. Answers the Gemara, de Rabbi Yochanan, Rofe Mumcha Have. Rabbi Yochanan's person was an expert. And an expert doesn't want to ruin his reputation. So maybe Adam Chashuv, together with Rofe Mumcha, you have a few reasons, and that's what did it. De Rabbi Avo, Nami Rofe Mumcha Have. Asks the Gemara, Rabbi Avo's person was also an expert. And he was going to ruin his reputation. And you see, there's no restraint. If they want to go for the kill, they go. Answers the Gemara, Shaini Rabbi Avo, Demukmi Beimini Benavshayu. Rabbi Avo was a personality who engaged them. And therefore, they had the attitude of Tamos Nafshi and Pelishtim. They're willing to die as long as they do him in. And therefore, it's like a suicide situation. And he wasn't protected by these logical reasonings. But in a normal circumstance, like Rabbi Yochanan's case, the fact that he was an Adam Chashuv and he was dealing with a mumcha, a person with a reputation to uphold, therefore he was protected and he was allowed to do it. Let's turn to tomorrow's daf, and we have a related Gemara. Towards the bottom of Chavtes Amad Aleph 29a, counting up from the wide lines, five lines up, Amar Mar we learned. The master said, Yisrael hamistape me'oved kochavim, a Jew who's getting a haircut from an idol worshipper, Roa b'mare, he should look at a mirror. Huh, how's that going to protect him? If he's worried about this lawless guy, how is looking at a mirror going to protect him? Hechidomi, what's the case? If he's in the public, what does he need a mirror for? There are people walking back and forth, even though the man is holding a knife. But he's in public. He's not going to do anything. And if it's in the private area, what good does it do to look at a mirror? Answers the Gemara, and this is why I say it's so related to what we did on today's daf, la'olam b'rishas hayochid. It's dealing in private situation. V'kevan de'ika mare, but because he's looking at a mirror, he's making sure that he looks good, mischasi ka'odam choshuv, he appears to this lawless idol worshipper like an important person, a person who cares how he looks. He's not your average guy. And because you're conducting yourself in a way that appears to be an Adam Chashuv, so this Oved Kochavim barber is going to think, if I hurt him, there's going to be an investigation. He's going to be missed. He's connected to the Malchus, to the government. And therefore, even in a society where the average person might have been vulnerable, you can bring yourself through your conduct into a different category of people by perception, a category that is protected because they appear to be Adam Chashuv category. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.